Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second paragraph of Maseches Megillah. Today, we are learning Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hey. So, a person could be yotzi the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah with Shomei Ka'ona by hearing the Megillah. So, the Mishnah now talks about who can be the Balkore, Hakol K'sher in the Kriyas Megillah. Anyone could be a Balkore for Kriyas Megillah, Chutz, with the exceptions of Mecher Shota V'Katan. Someone who's deaf mute, someone who's a Shota, who's deranged, and someone who is below the age of Bar Mitzvah. So since they don't have to read the Megillah, they're part of the Megillah, they can't be motzi others in the chiyuv of Megillah. However, Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan. Rabbi Yehuda says that a child may be motzi others in the mitzvah of Megillah, because the Chachamim required that midin chinuch, a child has to read the Megillah. So since he's chayiv midrabanan, and the adults are also only chayiv midrabanan, because the whole mitzvah is only midrabanan, so he's able to be motzi adults in the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. What would be the sheet of the Chachamim? If everyone's only Chayiv Midraban, why can't a child be Motzi the adult? So probably because the way some of the Balei Tosfos explain is that the child is what we call a trade Rabbanan. The child is Chayiv Midrabanan for two reasons. There are two weaknesses in his Chiyuv that knock it down from a Doraisa. First, that it's not a mitzvah Doraisa to begin with. And second, that he's only a Bar Chiyuv in mitzvos on a Rabbanan to begin with, but whereas an adult is only chayv mitrabbanan, but it's a chad mitrabbanan. There's only one reason that it's not a daraisa, and that is just the nature of the mitzvah. But he's a bar chiyuva in mitzvos on a daraisa level. Now the Mishnah talks about when is the earliest time in the morning you can read the Megillah, and when is the earliest time in the morning you can do other mitzvos. So in Kornas a Megillah v'lo malin v'lo tovlin v'lo mazin v'chein shomer siyam k'neged yom lo titbol ad shetanei tzachama. The earliest time to read the Megillah, the earliest time to do bris milah, the earliest time to go to the mikveh, the earliest time to do the hazo'ah of the mechatos of the para aduma waters to be metarisam lustame meis, and shomeris yom keneged yom, a woman who had one re'ias ziva one day, who goes to the mikveh the next day, can only go, all these things can only happen after sunrise, because the pasuk tells us that you read the Megillah, it says v'hayamim, that these days are days of reading the Megillah. So we learn from there that it has to be done during the day. And the word yom appears in every single one of these contexts that we're talking about right now. But even though it should really be done only after sunrise, if you did it after Amud HaShachar, so then it's kosher, because it's only a din d'rabbanan, they have to wait to sunrise, but really the day begins at dawn. So you're ready yotzei from then. Mishnah Hey, Kol Hayom Kasher L'Kriyas Megillah. You can read Megillah at any point during the daytime. And not only that, Vila Kriyas Halal, you can say Halal at any point during the daytime. Ula Tkiyah Shofar, you can be Yotzei the Mitzvah Tkiyah Shofar at any point during the daytime. Ula Netilas Lulav, you could be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Lulav. Ula Tfilas Musafin, and for the Tfilah of Musaf on Shabbos Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh. Ula Musafin, and as far as the Korban Musaf. Ula Vidui HaParim, and as far as the Vidui that a person makes over the Par, if you have a Par Kohen Mashiach, a Kohen Gadol made a Psak in the Chi of Kares, and he violated it incorrectly, and he violated it, so he brings the parko in Mashiach. So that vidui that he says also throughout the daytime, only throughout the entire daytime, uvidui maestros. And as far as vidui meiser is concerned, if you own produce that grew in Eretz Yisrael, you have to make a declaration on the last day of Pesach of the fourth and seventh years of the Shemitah cycle, and that declaration says, you know, I did everything I was supposed to do, and that's called vidui meiser. Uvidui yom kippurim, and for vidui on Yom Kippur, that the Kohen Gadol would say in Yom Kippur. On the karbanos that he would bring in Yom Kippur, the smicha, the shchitul, tenufa, to doing the smicha and karbanos, shechting karbanos, waving the karbanos, the agasha, the kmitza, the haktara, bringing the kli that's holding the karban mincha to the mizbeach, taking a kmitza of the karban mincha, which is the ikar avoda of a karban mincha, to take a kometz, three fingers full out of the flour and oil, and also the haktara, the burning of that kometz on the mizbeach, limelika, when it comes to to a bird, where you do malika on the neck of the bird in order to, which, you know, is in place of shchita, ula kabalu la azoya, and catching the blood and sprinkling it on the mizbeach, ula hashkaya sota, and having a sota, drink the mei sota, ula arifa sa'egla, doing the egla arufa procedure for when you found a dead body in between two cities, ula tahara sa'matzora, and as well as being metahara matzora. All of these things are kosher to do kol hayom. So let's review what we did today. In Mishnah Dalet, we said that the Tanakama holds everyone can read the Megillah except for a Cheir Shot of a Katan. Rabbi Yehuda thinks even a Katan can read the Megillah. And then we said that you're supposed to wait until sunrise for Kriyas HaMegillah, for Mila, for Tevila, for Hazaz Parah, the Mechatas, for Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom Tkor, the Mikvah. But if you do any of those things from Amud HaShachar, it's your Yotzei the Mitzvah. It's just Midrabban. We prefer you wait till Netzachama. And then Mishnah Hey, we said that the following mitzvahs can be done any point during the day: Megillah, Hallel, Tkiyas Shofar, Netilas Lulav, Davening Musaf, Korban Musaf, the Vidui of the Kohen Gadol on his Par, the Vidui of Meiser that we all do in the 4th and 7th year of the Shemitah cycle, the Vidui of the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur, the Smicha, the Shchita, the Tenufa, the Hagasha, the Kmitza, the Haktara, the Malika, the Kabbalah, the Hazoya, of all the different Karbanos, whether it be a Zevach or a Mincha or a bird, Ulashkaya Sota, drink, giving a Sota to drink, and doing the Aglarufa procedure and the Tara of the Mitzora procedure, all of those things are kosher to do all day long. Tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Vav.